The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our musical guest this week released his second project, I Am Who I Am, which was a follow-up from the debut One Step Forward, which he released in 2004. The album talks about his musical experience and the journey that he's traveled up to the point. And it is a project that gave him more insight of how the industry works, not just as a performer. Flash forward to the year 2023, Queenstown-based bassist Mlungi Sekekana releases his third project, My Space, My Time. Ahead of his Joburg tour, he joins us in conversation about this new offering and what you can look forward to as he comes by our neighborhood. The KJS Show, KFM 97.2.
Hello, Marco.
Hi.
Hello, Marco. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us this morning. You know, you've got a four-decade-long career in music. You know, let's reflect on this time that you spent in the industry itself and maybe even some of the highlights, beginning with when you started out. How has that journey been?
Yeah, that journey has its own ups and downs, the goods and the bads, you know. But at the end, it's so beautiful. I don't regret it. It has taught me so much about myself, about life, you know, about a lot of things. But it started when I was 11 years old, you know, in my hometown of Queenstown in the Eastern Cape. A family moved next door, my home. They were coming from a different section of the township where I grew up. And then the son, who was like 3-4 years older than me, he had this instrument, you know, a homemade guitar that was made from an old can, you know, that those the older ones with a wooden neck, you got some like the nylon strings, the fishing rod nylon strings, you know, those ones. And I was seeing this for the first time. I was 11 years old, and when I played it, it produced sounds that really fascinated me. And then I asked him to teach me, which is he did, but it's just that, you know, when you were still young and your parents were against it. My parents, especially my grandmother, didn't like it at all. He used to say to me, you can't play this devil thing, you know, you won't even go to church, you're not going to go to school because of this. But of course, as a child, you always sneak out and find your own way, you know, especially something that really, really interests you. And it's, you know that it's not going to kill you, you know, you'll always find ways. And then, yeah, this gentleman started teaching me this guitar. But of course, there was a period where he didn't have it for some reason. I can't remember if it got broken or I can't remember what happened. But there was a period of time that he didn't have it. It was difficult. By then, I already grew up sort of an interest, you know, into the sound. But of course, I mean, as I was growing up, and then I saw another gentleman who had now a bigger guitar, a normal 6-string guitar, like acoustic guitar. But now the challenge with this gentleman, there was this thing, this alcohol that used to be called umaimai dala, you know, the olden days.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to buy him. You have to buy him that. It was about 10 cents and 7.5 cents in those days. Yeah. So if you buy him that, he will give you a guitar, so you get a chance to play. But when somebody else comes in with his own 10 cents to buy him, he takes the guitar from you, he gives it to another one. So it was that kind of a thing. But, it also introduced me to other musicians, like local musicians and local bands that were there in Queenstown at the time. I remember I became close with a drummer that was playing in another local band, was called Exceptions then.
Yeah.
He used to go to the practice, the band's practice with me. By then I was about 13, 14 or so. But still, my parents were way against it, you know. But now, that was the time that I think the bug has hit me. By that time, the bug has hit me because I used to find my own ways to go to the practice and listen to these guys. And at the time, also there were other bands that were, you know, that were formed in the township where I grew up. So I used to go to this band, the Exceptions, and go to another band, peep through the window while they're practicing, and when they take a break, we'll go and sit and bang the drums. You know, some guys will play the piano, you know, and the guys will come back and say, "Hey, Mabutin, hey, get out." So yeah, that's what happened when I was still very young. Until the interest grew. Then I started looking for it myself.
Yes. Yes, which was my next thing. You know, I mean, you initially a self-taught musician who played the percussion. And sure, as you explained, you were playing the oil can guitar. And that was in the 1986 year, you know. When did you find the bass? Or maybe even, when did the bass find you?
I moved to Cape Town because I was born in Queenstown, a small little town in the Eastern Cape, right? We have a family in Cape Town. My aunts, I've got a lot of aunts and cousins and uncles, and we used to go there for holidays. And then when this music thing really hit me, then I've realized that the best place to go, because at the time when I was about 20, in fact, 18, 19, 20, 21, there were no bands at the time, because bands sometimes they split because of their differences. Sometimes there'll be a period where there's no band because the differences in the band. You know, and then I moved to Cape Town. I remember I was helping my grandmother because my grandmother used to love working in the garden. You know, sometimes I would go and help. And then this one particular day, I said to her, "Look, Granny, man, I have to do something about this thing, man. This music thing is really, really bugging me." And also, I was one of the boys that used to follow all the hits. You know, I used to follow the hits, and I used to even to come up with my own lyrics, you know, because you know the melody, you can just guess the lyrics, because I mean, no, we didn't even know proper English at the time, you know. So we used to come up with I remember the Michael Jackson song, we used to call it Ipototo, you know, I can't remember the lyrics, but there was a part, I've got the melody in my head. But we used to come up with our lyrics. I remember there were singers like Donna Summer at the time. You know, Giorgio Moroder, the Bee Gees, those kinds of bands. We used to follow them and follow, you know, the hits and try to sing it, because we were really, really trying. We couldn't hear what they were saying, you know. So then the really, really, the music really, really took me. And also even my peers used to ask me about the new songs that came up. By then, I already knew, you know. They would come to, "Hey, did you hear this? Did you hear this?" And I already knew. And we used to listen mostly on the radio Bantu, you know, on radios. Yeah. Because I mean, also we had uncles and also like you know neighbors that had records. We used to go and listen to records, but the jazz really brought me closer to it. Yeah. Because Queenstown, there are a lot of jazz enthusiasts in Queenstown. Mm. You know, we used to go and listen. And I remember I had friends that their parents had records. I didn't have it at my family. But some of my friends, they had records in their families, and we used to listen to Marvin Gaye, you know, an artist like, what's his name, man? Don't Leave Me This Way, that song. Before Penny Pendergrass became a solo artist.
Yes.
Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes.
Oh, what a classic.
Yeah, and the Crusaders, a classic, man. I still love it even today.
Yeah.
Even the Crusaders, there's an album called Those Southern Nights. There's a song there called Keep That Same Old Feeling.
You know, you're taking me back home to where I grew up, you know, because that was the soundtrack of the day. You know, let's talk about the Jazz Den. You know, it was a club that you co-founded, and you had artists like saxophonist Robbie Jansen, Basil Coetzee, and collectives like Beto, Sakile, Bayete, performers at this establishment. Take us back to those days.
You know, when I moved to Cape Town in 1986, I moved to Cape Town because I wanted to pursue my musical career. You know, I wanted to really, really go further with this thing. Because already then, I already made up my mind that I want to become a musician. I want to learn. And the only one place that I knew I could learn properly was Cape Town. And one of the major reasons was that I have a family there. So I have people. You know, I'm not going to be struggling in terms of where am I going to stay, a plate of food sometimes, you know. And then I moved to Cape Town in 1986, and my cousin sister introduced me to a gentleman called Winzer Ngabeni. He's late now, but he's all rest in peace. Winzer Ngabeni introduced me to other musicians until they introduced me to a gentleman called Godfrey Zila. Godfrey Zila was also a bass player from a band called Nsogolo at the time. And Nsogolo had a leader, a Christian Siren. And then I used to go to their gigs. I was sort of a roadie. You know, I used to carry their instruments and also play a little bit. That was even before I played the bass. Just that when this space that they had, there was a bass that was just standing at the corner, you know. And then with Christian Siren, when you saw me that I have so much interest in music. And then he had this other place that he was renting. It was a block of flats. There were about three floors. So he occupied the whole second floor. And there were plenty of space. Then he decided to open up a club. That's where the Jazz Den came about. And by then, we were very close. And then he asked me if I could join him, you know, to run the place. And there were rooms there. And then also, he had a room in that same building. And I also had my own room. Then we started running up that club called the Jazz Den. It was beautiful, man, because the best of the best in the country used to perform there. As you've mentioned, the names like Robbie Jensen, you know, Basil Coutier, Winston Mankungu, Beto, and all of these bands that you've mentioned. I remember there was a project in Cape Town. In fact, it was a tour of the Bayete together with Sakile. Mm. It was called African Sounds. I think it was called the African Sounds. They were playing at the Baxter. So we used to go there with Chris and then mingle with the guys. You know, and then we told them, look, we're running a club, man. I mean, when you finish this, we'd like you to come and perform at the Jazz Den. And which they did. And the friendship grew, man. We became friends. Every time they're in Cape Town, they will pop up at the Jazz Den and perform there.
We'll be right back.
Kofifi FM, we are in conversation with bassist and bandleader. Of course, his name is Mlungi Sigegana, and he is our musical guest for today's edition of our weekly feature, Our Africa, where we spend time with African musicians and their musical timelines. And before the break, we listened to, reflected on his life in music and also played East to West from the new project. Now, Bamlu, you moved to Johannesburg and become part of this music TV show called Bejazzled. How did you get here now? How did that happen?
You know, that journey, I call it turning the page. In Cape Town came a time where I felt like, look, man, I've done quite a lot in Cape Town. You know, I don't see anything exciting that is going to come now. Not that it will never come, but it's just at the time I felt like, no, man, I just need to go somewhere else, which was the only place, you know, for me at the time was Johannesburg. That was 2000. Because even then, I couldn't register again at UCT because I was doing a performance diploma at UCT. I did my first year, but I couldn't, go further because of financial constraints, and I didn't even qualify for the they call it NSFAS now, because then they used to call it I can't remember this term. The financial aid scheme. They used to call it financial aid scheme then.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have money, and then the only one option I had was to come to Johannesburg and join some of my friends that some of them are still here, some of them died. And then I came and then I met up with Zim Nwana, a saxophone player. We became so close with Zim. And then I met up with Kaya Mahlangu. I used to visit my other two friends, which is a beautiful musicians, Andile Yenana and Hebi Swahili. They were staying together in a block of flats.
Wow.
And then Kaya Mahlangu met me there. And then he said to me, look, man, are you in town? And how long are you going to be here? And I said, I've moved here. You know, it was the 8 months of me moving to Johannesburg. Mm. And then I told him that, look, I've moved to Johannesburg. I said, look, man, we're putting together a band for a TV show called Bejazzled. Would you be interested to come join us? And then I said, why not? My double bass was still in Cape Town. And I said, my double bass is still in Cape Town. And I said, go and fetch it, man. You know, because you're going to use double bass and the electric bass, depending on kind of music and also the artist. Then I went, and then that's how it started. And then, he wrote most of the music. But, of course, did not writing the music, arranging the music and writing scores just to make the job much easier, you know, because I could read. Of course, I'm not like first-time reader, but I could read, you know. And then, the pages all started, and then we worked with quite a lot of artists as Abigail Kubega, Steve Dyer, Zim Nwana, Sudugaze Ahos. And then I met Zim there. And then Zim, I think he liked me because he invited me to come join his band. Then I joined Zim's band until he died.
And as they say, the rest is history. You know, as they say, the rest is history. You know,
Bejazzled really, really taught me a lot and has launched me in a big way, because most of the artists that I played with after that saw me from that show. Then I started getting calls, touring Europe, US, So yeah, it was really, really, really nice. Nerve-wracking, because it was my first time playing at a bigger scale like that, with quite a lot of instruments in a very short time of about a week of recording.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was an incredible experience. And I want to talk about, you know,
it was
the new project, My Space, My Time. Why this title? You know, I've got into conversations where people are asking, Mara, what is he talking about? So I want to address this.
It's called My Time, My Space. For me, Ngwako, you know, us as artists, if we have those two things.
Yeah.
If we have a time.
Yeah.
You have a space and you have a time. Something magical will come out of that. Because with the time, it gives you extra time to be more creative. We are creative most of the time, but when we have that time, like now I'm here in Johannesburg, I didn't go anywhere today, you know. So that's the time that I have. It's where I could be really, really, really be creative, more creative. So if you have the time and you have the space, there's a piano here right next to me. I have it at home. I'm staying with my friend. See? So if you have the time and you have the space and you have something like this, then you can create something fantastic, man.
Yeah.
So that album speaks to that. As artists, the two things, if you can have those two things, you have the time, you have the space. Then even the music that most of us do compose, I will talk about myself. It comes from the time and the space that I do have. you know, the time that I space allows me to be more creative, write more music.
Yeah. I think that's the simplest way we could explain this to everyone, you know, who's been asking what is with this title, My Time, My Space. And you feature, you know, the young, exciting pianist here, Chester Summerton, on the project. Who else, you know, traveled with you on this album?
Oh, the cream, man. The cream. You know, Andile Yenana is one of the top piano players we have in the country. You know, he's one of the top piano players we have in the country, man. I underscored him, and I remember a friend of mine. There was a guy here in South Africa from Port Elizabeth. His name is Lulu Kontan. He's one of the top jazz drummer who died a couple of years back. Who has recorded Jesus, man, with all the best musicians in the country, even internationally. So I remember we were talking when Ayanda moved to Johannesburg, and I think it was Andy that I was talking to. He said, "Look, now Lulu is late." And he left me. He left us with Ayanda. So Ayanda has taken that role that Lulu had, because Lulu was the number one jazz drama in the country. But of course, we've got good dramas here. Yeah. But in my opinion, Lulu was the best. He was really topping the list for me. Now it's Ayanda. As I'm saying, I don't want to sound like I'm undermining other musicians. We have best dramas here. We have Spelelo Mazibuko. We have Sipiwe Shiburi. We have quite a lot. We have Tumi Mokoruzi. We have quite a lot of good dramas here.
That's right.
Of course, we have those that we put them in a certain space. We have those that we put them in a certain space. So Ayanda, he's the drummer on this. He's doing fantastic work. Sakile Simane, a beautiful trumpet player from the Eastern Cape, and is based in the Eastern Cape, has done wonders. Beautiful solos. If you listen to that music, you hear that trumpet solo, man. Pumlani Mtiti, an alto player, also from the Eastern Cape, is based here in Johannesburg. And then Chester Summerton is a young boy that was introduced to me by a friend from East London. And I invited him to come to my house in Queenstown and spend some time there. And then I felt like, oh man, I'm going to adopt this boy, you know, to be my musical son. I'm going to adopt this boy to be my musical son. He's doing beautiful stuff. He has helped me to arrange some of the music on the album. Also helped in terms of workshopping the music, because with this kind of stuff, you don't just write it. You're going to have to workshop it and just hear it, how it sounds, so that you know that you've got, you know, sections in the right places. So yeah. Chester has been really, really, really helpful in that regard.
Oh, a wonderful collective of people, of musicians. You know, you mentioned Chester, you mentioned, you know, Sakile, Andile. Listen, that is indeed the cream of the crop. Now, let's briefly, you know, the compositions that we've been sharing in this hour, beginning with, you know, let's talk about these compositions, East to West, My Time, My Space, and Sibamba Ngazo Zozbini. I always get the words jumbled up in my mouth every time I have to pronounce that track. I'm interested in the creative process. You know, you spoke of a workshop, you know, that you undergo, especially when it comes to creating and making sure that the music sounds right. Let's talk about, you know, that process for you, you know, on this project.
You know Bakithi Khumalo, right? Bakithi Khumalo is a South African bass player who's based in New York. I'm going to start with East to West, how it came about. Bakithi and I, we talk most of the time. We video call each other. We were just talking about a week ago before I came to Johannesburg. Bakithi is someone who's passionate about South African music. He's really, really passionate about the development also. So we talk most of the time. So I was talking to him about turning the page. Remember, I said when I moved from Cape Town to Johannesburg, I call it turning the page because now I want to do something else. It's like reading the next page of the chapter.
Yes.
So I said to Bakithi, look, I've got two options here. It's either I leave the country, you know, I go to France or I go to the States, or I go back to my hometown. And then Bakithi said to me, look, if you decide to come to the States, let me know. You can come and live with me. You know, I've got a big space here. And most of the time, I'm not around because I'm on tour. Either I'm touring with Paul Simons or I'm touring with a different artist or a band. So you can come here and then I'll introduce you to the scene, to the people until you're on your feet. And then my other option, of course, there was another friend of mine in France who died as well. His name was China Mpololo, a trombone player. was also saying that, look, man, you can come to France. You can live with me. You know, the beauty about France, every time I go there, I would spend an extra week or few days with him.
Yeah.
And he would take me around to go to places. So he was like, come and live with me here. Then now the second option was to go to Queenstown, as I was saying. So now, I wanted to save money. At the time, I was paying about 5,000 rands a rand per month. I was paying about 5,000 rands a month. Then I felt like, look, if I could save from this rent, I can raise money to go either to the States or France. And then a cousin of mine who has a house in Pretoria, they said to me, come and live with me. I have an extra room there. I can spend a year raising this money. So I have an acoustic piano that I always travel with.
Mm.
So I always sit and play, and because most of this music were written on that piano. So this particular night, I was going to move from the east of Pretoria to the west of Pretoria. Now this idea came of that melody. It just came as I was about to move the next day because I was packing and I was sitting on the piano and this thing came.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of a person who writes music. I write music in a way that I don't write it down on a piece of paper or record it. If the melody is in my head, once that melody comes back again, again and again and again and again, for me, it means that it has to be something.
Yes.
It could either be a melody or it could be a bass line as a bass player. It depends. So that melody came through that. And then I moved. And then as I was moving, I settled in this place. That melody also came. Then I felt like, oh, it came at the time when I was about to move from the eastern side of Pretoria to the western side of Pretoria. So it has to be from east to west. So that's why, that's how that title of that song came about.
Wow.
That's how that title of that song came about. Yeah.
It's Bamangazo Zosbini. Yes, I pronounced it for the first time right. I think it's just you. But anyway.
Congratulations.
Yes. Let's talk about that track.
Honoring the people that have paved the way for us. You know, I'm a Xhosa, I'm a traditional guy. I'm a traditionalist. Of course, with African, it doesn't matter if you're a Xhosa, Tswana, Pedi, Zulu. We got so much respect, especially for elderly people, because we got respect for everyone. But especially when it comes to elderly people, remember that when an elderly person gives you something, that person gives you money, a piece of bread, anything that the person that gives you, you always take it with both hands.
Mm.
You always take it with both hands. So there are people that have introduced me into this, as I was talking about the guy who has moved next door, the guy that I used to buy alcohol for. You understand? So I'm saying thank you, Dibambangazo Zosbini, to those kinds of people. People that I've worked with, like the late Victor Ndoni, late Zim Nawana, people that I still work with even today, the likes of Makoi Mkhubata, and quite a lot of other people. You understand? Right. Even the ones that have inspired me in different ways in music, Dr. Tete Mbambisa, Monge Zifeza. Everyone who has inspired me, I'm saying to them, thank you so much. I'm holding with both hands. That's what that song means.
beautiful. So, of course, for today's edition of Our Africa on the KJ Show, we are joined by Bamlumi Sikekana, and he's a bassist out of the Eastern Cape, of course, chatting to us about all things jazz on your favorite radio station playing jazz in South Africa. And we've also been listening to introspection, you know, of the latest project, My Time, My Space. Now, Bamlu, you and I gather, you know, today ahead of your tour in Johannesburg, where you have a few dates that we can be, you know, we will be able to catch you performing this project and more of your wonderful music. Where, you know, are you going to be?
Yeah. First, let me say this. I have a group of young, beautiful, lovely musicians that have joined me for this tour. They are part of the band. Luanda Gogwana on trumpet, Pumlane Mtiti on alto saxophone. And Hetsi, I always pronounce his name wrong.
13 goats.
Trombone. Yes, yes.
And my turn Chester now. Is it's also my turn here. Now.
Yeah, you got me there. Chester now, because Chester is studying at Wits University. He lives in Johannesburg now. He's also part of the band. I have two drummers in this project. One drummer cannot do the other dates. So we've asked another drummer to do the other dates. So I've got a young boy. I've met him for the first time yesterday. I was so impressed. His name is Mpumi Roberts. He's playing drums. Yeah. And then Spios Yushiburi as well. He's playing drums also on some of the gigs. That's the band. So the first gig we're going to be playing is going to be at Chiesa. See pronunciation as well. It's Chiesa something. I hope they're not going to kill me for this.
Chiesa du Pazzo. Yes.
Here's a Dubai. So, oh, we're playing there on the 23rd, this coming Saturday, and then on Sunday the 24th we are at Nikki's in Newtown, and then on the 28th we're at Freedom Station. I think it's in Sophiatown.
Yes.
Because they moved from the old place. I haven't been to the new one. I've been talking to Steve, beautiful guy, who's running the place. I hear that the place looks so beautiful. So I'm going to urge everyone to come. I heard that I'm going to be seeing it for the first time. And then on the 29th, we're at Marabi Club in Ellis Park.
Maboneng.
In Ellis Park. And then we're on the 30th, we are at place called the Bertrand Hotel. I think it's at Mamoneng Precinct. And then the last show we'll be doing in Soweto at Just Padella Restaurant in Orlando West. So those are the gigs. We've got about 6 gigs that we'll be doing.
Well, incredible stuff. And of course, I hope, Kofi, you've heard all of that. And you can catch him, of course, live and in motion with the new project. And of course, our patrons, Bamlu, as we wrap up our conversation this Sunday, would love to know, you know, if you'll have copies of your project at the venues. Are you going to be bringing some of the music with you?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I do have copies. But there are very few. I didn't print many copies because now, what I've heard is that they're getting rid of the CDs. The CDs are fading out. Now they're bringing in the USB. People are going to be using more the USB for the music. But of course, I mean, look, people that love this music, they would love to have a physical copies. I'm still going to print, but I don't have much. But of course, yes, I do have copies to sell at the 200 rands a copy. You can. I also brought copies from the previous album called I Am, Who Am I. They're going at a lesser price at 150 rands. But if you buy them both, you get them for 300 rands.
Excellent news. Of course, fantastic news. And we look forward to, you know, seeing you and the music in motion, as I mentioned, on your Johannesburg tour. And thank you, Data, for chatting to us this morning here on Kofi FM 97.2.
Thank you so much, Ngoko. Are you coming to one of the gigs? You can be my guest.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that, but absolutely, I'll see you there. And of course, he is a bassist, composer, and band leader, Mlungi Sikekana, and he was, of course, our Africa guest, musical guest on the KJazz Show.